Hello, hello, come in. Can I offer you some tea or some bread? If you'd like to take a seat just there in the chair, I'll be right back. So, yes, my name is Isis Luok. I am 21 years old, and I arrived in America in Chicago about 1 year ago. I came from St. Petersburg with my mother, Sina, and we left after my father died. And the turmoil was so great, and he had wanted us to come to America anyway. He was very sick. So we came here to find one of his colleagues, Mikhail Aran, who lived at 551 Halsted Street in Chicago. And yes, when we left Petersburg, it was very chaotic. It was hard to get a visa to leave the country, and so we had to go to Germany, to Hamburg. And from there, we were able to take a ship, the Graf Waldersee, carrying us across to America, to New York, and then took a train, which was very fast, and we saw much of America, but we were very tired from traveling for so long. And so when we came to Chicago, we were happy to find Mikhail, and now we are living in the apartment above his on Halsted Street. There are lots of Russians here in this neighborhood. There are many Poles and Lithuanians as well. Most of the people here have not come from Petersburg like us, but they are from the peasantry. But it does not make much of a difference. We all buy the same dresses at the same stores and do the same kind of work now in America. And it does not make such a big difference anymore as I thought it would. But it is very different now. Mikhail is no longer a doctor like he was in Petersburg like my father, but he works as a tailor now. But he takes care of everyone in the apartment building. And my mother and I help him. We also sew, which was a difficult transition for my mother. But I am very happy. It's very fun to meet everyone who comes in. But going outside, it is such a different city than what I was used to growing up. It's hot and noisy and dirty, and sometimes the lake is full of trash from the city. And there's sometimes hardly room to breathe. Buildings are tall and imposing here in Chicago, but I am learning English slowly, and everything is fine. Yes, we work a lot, but in the afternoon, sometimes I can sneak out to see my friends at their father's shops in Maxwell Street. My mother and my uncle don't know. People like us would not have known my friends in Petersburg. They are just so different, but this is America, and we can do new things. I often leave in the afternoons because people here keep talking about the Japanese and the Far East and Russia and the Empire and everything that we were used to at home. And they talk of this in Petersburg in the salons, but I do not care for such things. The conversations with old men. I did like the music, but politics is just something from a different world, and there's so much else to do here. There's so much to see. Why should we be stuck inside talking over the same things over and over? This is America. We're no longer in Russia.